Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast number 5. Today we're reading chapter 5 of the novel and family drama Just Won't Stop by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. Psalm 119:101. Sister Montague called around 11 o'clock. "Hi, Mom, could you please bring back some cookie mix for tomorrow, for about 4 dozen cookies? I asked Stacy over to help me with them." Once home, Monica helped her mom bring the groceries in. "Thank you so much. I don't know what I would do without you," Sister Montague said. After putting on something more comfortable and grabbing a bite to eat, mother and daughter set about preparing their dishes for Sunday. "I'm going to fix a big pot of some lip-smacking oxtail with lima beans. That's my main dish. Then I'm going to surprise them with my West Indian jerk chicken and some rice and peas," bragged Sister Montague. "Mother, in America we say red beans and rice, not rice and peas," reminded Monica. "It's the West Indian in me. It comes out when I least expect it." After a hearty laugh, her mother asked when to expect Stacy. "At 2 o'clock, if that is all right with you." "Oh yes, I'll be out of the kitchen by then and on my way to help clean the church. And I have choir rehearsal after that. What do you two have planned for the rest of the day?" "Well, probably just talk. It was Stacy who called when you were leaving this morning. It seems her parents were at it again last night." "Was anybody hurt?" asked Sister Montague. "No, they just did not sleep together. And on top of that, Stacy told me she's going to farm you to get away from it all. She says they seem to be arguing more." "My goodness." Sister Montague turned away from the sink long enough to say to her daughter, "You try to be a blessing to her, Monica. As you already know, she's welcome to visit here anytime she wants to. Just remember our rule, no men or boys allowed when me or your father are not here." "I'll remember," said Monica. "Are you upset with Dad for not being here today or last night?" "I wasn't really upset, just a little disappointed that our weekends are getting so messed up as a family ever since he got that new job." Sister Montague pursed her lips a little. "Mother, have you heard from Leah? Is she coming tomorrow?" Monica missed having her big sister home. "She's not sure. She's been on call at the hospital on the weekends now. They're short-staffed." Sister Montague added more seasoning to the meat. "I sure do wish she would come on back home." "Me too." Monica's voice trailed off into a few seconds of silence. "I hate to think that you will be leaving us someday too," Sister Monica said with a sigh. "But that's life. Anyway, the oxtail is on slow cook, the rest of the food is looking good, and I'm going to take my shower, catch a nap, and head on out to the church. I plan on being back by 6:30 to get a good night's sleep, and you will have to keep an eye on everything for me." Sister Montague hurried on up to her room, and Monica curled up on the love seat with her favorite book to get some good reading in before Stacy came over. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and idolaters, and sorcerers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until next time.